Hello, I'm Janet, and this is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, because men like boobs and girls like wine. Before we get started this week, I have an announcement. Attention, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine listeners. When Magic Mike opened 3 summers ago, women and the LGBT community flocked to theaters across North America in droves. Well, this summer, the men are back in Magic Mike XXL, and they're even hotter than ever. Channing Tatum reprises his role as Magic Mike with Joe Manganiello, Matt Bomer, Adam Rodriguez, Gabriel Iglesias returning, plus new cast members including Amber Heard, Jada Pinkett, Donald Glover, and Andy McDowell. The film is directed by Gregory Jacobs, and Magic Mike XXL will be the girls' night out guilty pleasure film of the summer. Guaranteed. It opens in theaters nationwide on Wednesday, July 1st. But if you're in the Denver area, I've got your chance to see it before it hits theaters. That's right. On June 25th at the UA Colorado Center at 7 p.m., you have your chance, through Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine only, to see it. All you got to do is send me an email at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. That's all spelled out, twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. Send me your full name and you'll enter yourself for a chance to win 2 tickets to go see Magic Mike on June 25th at 7 p.m. at the UA Colorado Center. Butterfly's excited. You hear her. So send your email now because I'm going to announce the winners very soon. twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you there. And as an added bonus, there's more. Yep. The Colorado Firefighters will be at the Magic Mike screening selling their calendars for charity and doing photos. That's right. Hot firemen are going to be selling their hot fireman calendars at the Magic Mike screening on June 25th. And so you're not going to want to miss this. Not at all. Hashtag yes, please. So send your email, twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. I have Petra from Hillbilly Nerd Talk on my podcast for the second time in a row. I am a blessed woman.
Oh, thank you. Hi, y'all.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. I am going to survive this week.
You are? Now tell everyone why it's such a struggle. The struggle is real, y'all.
It is real. We are moving next door. And if you have never moved next door, you don't know what a moving hardship is because you don't take it seriously. You don't throw things away. You just drag everything load by load.
Are there stairs involved?
Yes, there are stairs involved.
Okay. Is there an elevator?
Yeah, but it wasn't working for a while.
Oh, it's like the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, exactly. It is exactly like that. And it's just been crazy, but we're going to get over there. And it looks like we may actually be over there on Sunday, but I'm like, then I'm going to just hide for a few days.
And you guys typically record your podcast, Hillbilly Nerd Talk, on Sundays, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
So is that going to change this week?
Probably not. We may leave the computer desk and everything over here until the last thing. The thing is, we don't have to be out of here for another couple of weeks. So we've got some breathing room, but it's just getting aggravating to have, like when you go to change your razor blade or something, you're like, oh, that's next door.
I can only imagine. Oh, my goodness. Ah! So you didn't take it serious because you weren't moving that far. And when the time came, it was like, oh, crap, this is real moving, even though it isn't that far.
Exactly. And we've got some people who are going to help us move furniture and everything, but there was already some furniture next door, so we're still trying to figure out what we're going to keep and what we're going to try to store. And it's just a logistical free-for-all.
There was furniture in your new place already? I'm so confused.
Yeah. Well, all right. It was all right. We owned it, but we were renting to a fella, and he wanted out a little bit early, and it's really cool furniture, so we kind of made him a deal. So we let him out of a couple months' rent and took the furniture that he wasn't planning on taking anyhow.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's win-win. But now we've got two couches and we've got two love seats.
And only one apartment.
Yeah.
That is a dilemma. And this is the first time you and Hank have moved together, correct?
Yes, and we haven't killed each other.
Yay! Because I don't know if he's there.
You've moved together before, haven't you?
No, I moved in with Steve, and it's a too big of a house for two people, and he has so much crap.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I've done is organize his basement so we could turn it into a studio. Like, I put up shelves and put his crap on shelves so we could have room. But no, we have not moved together, and I've thought about if that ever does happen. I'm not sure. I might need to pay someone to be my stand-in.
I understand that. Yeah. But on the other hand, and this is, all right, I think women are nesters. I mean, I know I have to nest. Hank really makes fun of me sometimes. Like, if we're going somewhere, we stay at a hotel, he's like, he just plops on the bed and he's like, you nest. And I have to for a few minutes. And this time I'm getting to put stuff like shelves in the pantry where I want them and things like that. So,
oh yeah.
I'm kind of liking that.
I can imagine. Cause I have one room that is mine, and it happens to be a bathroom, but you watch the YouTube videos, you know how much fun makeup can be.
Yes.
So I turned our spare bathroom in the second level into my bathroom. So it has like all of my makeup in drawers, and it's beautiful. It's decorated. It was decorated like Colorado mountain theme. Now it's like Vogue red and black fun.
Ooh, nice.
And it was so nice to have that one spot that was mine. And then I'm like, wait, this is a bathroom. I want a real place.
You know, I totally understand, because I kept threatening to repaint the bathroom that I staked out and claimed.
Uh-huh.
And I did hang a painting in there and everything, and I had all my makeup and hair stuff and everything in there. But this is really kind of funny. The place we're moving into now is, like, super rustic. It's very cool looking, but it's masculine, and I am just a little bit like, oh God, I'm going to buy the most girly frou-frou stuff.
Yes, lots of flowers, lots of mirrors.
I see myself doing that. I'm like, oh God.
You have to. You have to balance it out. You have to.
You do. And you have, I don't know, you just have to do something to make it feel like yours too. I do.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I've been trying. I kind of set up a desk here in our basement a couple years ago, but it's cold in the basement, and I don't like hanging out here because I don't like being cold. So I'm like, can we turn one of the spare bedrooms into like a Janet office, or turn half of the office into Janet office? And I've gotten nowhere, but maybe someday. Maybe someday.
If you move, you'll get yes. those concessions.
I will stake my claim. This is my corner.
Yes. And I've done a lot of the legwork, the moving the small loads. Hank's moved all the big stuff, but I've done like the little bitty loads, like back and forth. The pedometer has been great. I've been hitting 10 miles every day, easy.
Wow.
And it's next door.
That's isn't that how it always works though? The women always get stuck with all the small stuff, which ends up being much more than the big stuff.
It does, but to not drop the big stuff on my feet is priceless, so I'll just do it.
And have you tried to move the big stuff with Hank, and it just makes you feel like a wuss?
Oh, absolutely.
I hate that. Steve and I have done that. We moved the treadmill from the main floor to the basement, and I was like, I was cursing him by the end. I'm like, I can't do this. You should call your guy friends.
Yeah. Well, Hank knows I can't hold the end of some of those things and everything. And he does. He just calls his buddies and has them help him move stuff, because I'll drop it on him and I don't mean to.
You say that, but
I really don't. I'll be killing myself, and the next thing I know, it's on my feet too. So,
so what else is new with you guys? I know moving is like all consuming, but what else is new?
Well, all right, and this sounds crazy. We got a chance to buy a building, which sounds nuts. but it's a small town.
Okay.
So we got a chance to buy a building, so we're doing that too, which is awesome and a big adventure and everything, but it's also terrifying, and we're supposed to finalize that tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. So your plate's not full enough. Let's buy a new building.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you going to turn this into, like, apartments? You said that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
It's got a big retail space on the bottom, but right now it's empty. There's nothing down there, and it needs some remodel work. And the, quote, apartments upstairs are, well, they're bad.
Oh, so you have some more work ahead of you.
Yes.
But it'll be worth it. You guys will have fun together.
Yes. Yes, we will. And it is fun to figure out what we're going to do with it and figure out a layout and plan those things. But then you get the contractors in and then it gets.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. You know, Tara,
it's a good investment. Once it's done, it's a really good investment. But when you're standing there looking at it and you're trying to run the stray cats out, you're just like,
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No. And you're a cat lover. So it's not like you can, you know, be mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, I can't. So I'm like, we've got to scare them all out and then block them from getting back in.
Right. Right. Well, you know, Tara, she's one of my other co-hosts from La Lovely Vintage.
Uh-huh.
She has taken some of those older trailers and turned them into a boutique that she travels around Denver and sells things out of.
Wow.
And she just recently bought a new one and very similar situation. She's like, it's a lot of work, but when it gets finished, it's just going to be beautiful.
You just have to keep the end picture in mind. You just have to keep focusing on that and not chicken out.
Right. Right. Well, speaking of Tara, she was my guest last week and she left some questions for you because my new question and answer fun is the guest before gets to make up questions for the next week's guest. I totally stole it from Grace Helbig. Do you watch her show?
No.
Okay. I recommend it. It's on E. It just finished its first season. Hopefully it'll come back for a second season.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out.
All right. So you ready for question and answer fun with Petra?
I'll try.
All right. Petra, how do you find inspiration living in a small town?
Honestly, Pinterest is one thing as far as like inspiration for design ideas and things like that. The building improvements that we're doing and everything. And I also really like to travel, even if it's only like a weekend trip here or there, to get out to bigger places and see what other people are doing.
I agree completely, yes.
There's nothing like that breath of fresh air that you get, which people think I'm crazy for wanting to do that. But I like, we're even planning a trip now. We want to go to DC sometime in the summer and go check out some museums and some culture in the big city.
Oh, that would be a lot. I've not been to DC. One of my girlfriends just went and did all of the DC stuff, and she just said it was amazing.
It is. It is. This is a repeat trip for us, so we like it enough to go back.
Excellent. And so are you going to do that this summer?
Yes, we're hoping.
How far away from Kentucky is DC? Is it drivable?
It's about an 8 to 10 hour drive.
Okay.
It's drivable in a day.
Would you fly though?
Possibly.
Yeah. Vegas is 10 hours from here and I would never drive it. Because you're going to got to drive back.
I don't know. I don't know. We've tried the Amtrak thing before.
Oh,
like, we've
gosh.
Gotten on a train and everything. And the trip there was great. The trip back was 3 times as long and 10 times as hard. We're like, not going to do that again. Maybe it's possible, but sometimes seriously, like an 8 hour drive, it takes you 8 hours by the time you go to an airport, get through security, you know, make a layover because where we're at, there's no place that has a direct flight. So it ends up being an 8 to 10 hour day, but you're in airplanes, or you can have an 8 to 10 hour day and you can stop and eat whenever you want to.
That's true. And see the sights.
Yeah.
That's true. That is very true. All right. So, the next question for question and answer fun with Petra.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do on a date?
Ooh.
Keep it clean.
Oh, golly. I'm trying to think. It's been so long since we've been on a real date.
Hank.
We usually go watch what that is such a lie. We go to dinner at least, you know, midweek once a week, and we eat lunch during the day once or twice a week too. And we usually see a movie on the weekends if there's anything out that we want to like go see. But honestly, like a date, I like to get dressed up and go to. There's a little casino that's a couple of hours away that we can go to. And it's not like we like to gamble that much, but it's just kind of a nice environment. And you can dress up and not feel ridiculous.
That, so, yeah, the dressing up part, I don't think guys understand. It's all about the prepping and like feeling pretty for a night.
It is. It is. And it's a big deal to get to do that. And yes, I think going to a casino, or we've been to the horse races recently, and it's always very proper to wear a dress to that event.
Yes.
That's fun for us. That's a good date. Yes.
Do you have awesome hats to wear to the horse races?
I have one, and I keep moving it around and thinking I'm going to throw this thing away because I never wear it because it's so ridiculous and huge.
But you live in Kentucky. You need to have a racing hat.
But it's huge.
Isn't it supposed to be like the bigger the better?
It is, but then I feel like a goofball wearing it. So I end up always talking myself out of it or wearing something that it doesn't match.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't have to wear my hat.
I don't own one, but I see all my girlfriends when it comes to the race days, they post pictures on Facebook. I'm like, oh, that looks fun. I've not done it though.
But oh, you need to.
Yeah. When is the next big race? Like next year, right?
Yeah, I think sometime in the fall they go through another like month of racing at each of the horse tracks and everything. But it's not like it's not the Triple Crown or anything until next spring.
Gotcha. See, I was not raised knowing anything about horse racing or anything. And it was this year when everyone was posting about the Triple Crown. You know, I posted some sarcastic thing on Facebook. It was like, everyone's talking about three shots of crown. Let's do it. Cheers or something. I am so out of touch when it comes to horse racing. I'm like, but it looks fun to dress up and go play at the horse track.
It is. And I don't feel bad because I grew up in West Virginia, like a river away from Kentucky, mm-hmm. and had no idea about horse tracks and horse racing and all of the just excitement that goes with it. And buddy, Kentucky is proud of their horse racing.
There's a lot of mint julep involved. There's a lot of drinking. Bourbon, lots of it.
Oh, yes. And it's very elegant, gentlemanly, and ladylike drinking, too.
Until after a certain time.
Yeah. Well.
Then they put the cameras away.
Yes. Then it can get a little bit wild and crazy. But, I've never seen anybody just get sloshed.
So it's not like, it's like the high-end version. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Nope. I promise that I will participate in a horse race event soon, someday, within the next couple of years.
It's fun. I swear it is. It's a hoot.
Where do you buy these hats?
You know what? I just got mine at like JCPenney's.
Oh, I wonder if they... Yes, I will check it out. I'm just going to Google big hats for races.
Right. I just like around Easter time, every place sells big floppy hats, I think. So... be on the lookout. Like, wait till after Easter and you can get the craziest hats for $10 or
yes.
something.
Yes. All right. The third question for question answer fun with Petra from Tara. Do you think Willie Lolly Stein will get drafted to the Nuggets? I may have butchered his name.
Willie Cauley Stein.
Cauley. There we go.
Are the Nuggets, are they going to get the first round draft pick?
don't ask me questions like that. I don't understand sports. Like, I was like, Tara, come on, you're setting me up to fail. She's her husband is a sports announcer here in Denver.
Oh, so how cool.
That's why she knows about sports. When I said you were from Kentucky and that you followed Kentucky basketball, she's like, I've got a perfect question.
I don't know if he'll go to the Nuggets. I'm going to guess that they're probably the first round. I actually think Kaminsky from Wisconsin will probably go first pick. But I think our UK's guys, probably the next five picks are going to be UK's team. Are going to go bam, bam, bam. I think they'll be within the first 10 picked.
Very
so
cool.
I don't know if that answers it.
I think they will go first round. You did very well. I couldn't even pronounce the name. My goodness. It's cupcakes and presents time. That means we're going to stop and celebrate the birthdays of celebrities for this week. So on Sunday, singer Janet Lennon of the Lennon Sisters turned 69. Businessman and TV personality Donald Trump turned 69 as well. Actor Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine on Laverne and Shirley, turned 63. Actor Will Patton turned 61. Singer Boy George turned 54. Actress Yasmine Bleeth turned 47. And actress Lucy Hale from one of my favorite shows, Pretty Little Liars, turned 26. On Monday, June 15th, singer Russell Hitchcock of Air Supply turned 66. Singer Steve Walsh of Kansas turned 64. Actress Helen Hunt turned 52. Actress Courtney Cox turned 51. Rapper and actor Ice Cube turned 46. Actress Leah Remini, you know, King of Queens, she turned 45. And actor Neil Patrick Harris, this is going to make a lot of people feel old, he turned 42. Yep, Doogie Howser is 42. On June 16th, which was Tuesday, actor Bill Cobbs turned 81. Actress Chyna Shavers of Boston Public turned 38. And bassist Ian Kigi of Hot Chile Ray is 28. On June 17th, that was yesterday, actor Mark Lynn Baker of Perfect Strangers turned 61. Actor Thomas Hayden Church turned 54. And actor-comedian Will Forte of Saturday Night Live turned 45. For today, the birthdays. Musician Paul McCartney is 73. Keyboardist Dizzy Reed of Guns N' Roses is 52. And Mr. Blake Shelton, one of my faves because he's married to one of my favorite faves, Miranda Lambert. Blake turns 39. So happy birthday. It's an excuse for all of us to eat a cupcake and maybe do a shot. Let's do a birthday shot. Shot, 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 shot. Are you ready for Woman Crush of the Week?
Yes.
All right, you go first.
All right. I had to look up this lady's name and I felt so bad about it, but Bryce Dallas Howard, who is in Jurassic World. And I don't know any of humanitarian things that she's doing or anything like this, but I love this lady's acting. Have you seen the movie The Help?
I have. I've read the book. I've seen the movie. I love that story.
I love the story, but when I watched it, I was seething with hatred for this lady. All right. She's the redheaded lady that is Ron Howard's daughter.
Yes.
I despised her watching this movie. And I've seen her in several other movies. She is a marvelous actress. She can play the most despicable roles. And then, you know, you see her out in candid shots with her dad and her kids and everything. And she seems like the most pleasant lady in the world. So I just think that she is one hell of an actress and really admire her talent.
And you guys talked a lot about Jurassic World on your last podcast.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. Steve went and saw it. I was kind of scared of the movie when it first came out, the original one, because I was younger. So I wasn't all about seeing the new one. And he said it was very similar storyline. And you even said on your podcast that there's a lot of stuff that happens.
It is. It is. I was kind of laughing about how it's perfectly okay for kids to go see people eaten by dinosaurs. dinosaurs.
Right. I don't want to go see that. I'm 33 years old. I don't want to go see that. That's going to give me nightmares. If I had a 12-year-old, I would not let them see that.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Because it affected me as a child.
Okay. Okay. I can understand. All right, Chucky was the scary movie that I saw, like the first really scary movie. So now I didn't like dolls before, but like Chucky movies and things like that, any movie that's a horror movie with a doll, I'm like, no, just no, I don't want to watch it. So
there's not going to be Hank and Petra dolls for sale on your website anytime soon?
No.
That would be awesome. I don't know. I don't know what you guys look like, but I have my vision and I pictured dolls of Hank and Petra, and I bet you could make some money.
We could.
It's like those
ripped overalls on them.
Yes. Yours could be pink and his could be blue, and it could just be so much fun.
I'm warped about dolls, though. I think I've talked about this on our podcast before. They're just creepy to me. There's something creepy about dolls. And thanks, Mom. She got me this really just creepy. And I'll send you a picture of what I'm talking about. It's a Kewpie doll.
Yes. I went to a college in small town Missouri where they had a whole museum where they honored a whole section for these Kewpie dolls.
Oh, yeah. I have goosebumps.
Yeah. They're creepy looking.
Yeah, I kept throwing it away.
I think you talked about that on a recent podcast where you had gone away for summer, right?
Yes.
Summer camp. See, I listen. And your mom missed you so much that she bought you a doll, and you were like in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Look at my retention. Oh, I'm so proud.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I'm sorry.
And you were like, I'm in sixth grade, Mom, but you didn't want to hurt her feelings. So you carried it around as long as you could.
I did. And she still has it.
Oh, my God.
Something precious to me as a child. And I'm like, no, I found my teddy. Well, in the move, I found my teddy bear that I kept from the time I was little teeny tiny. Uh-huh. Like, and that's enough. I don't need any more like kid toys or anything to drag around. But she kept that damn doll. And I'm like, it's more important to you than it is to me. You just go ahead and keep that.
Right. Right. So were you into like Barbies?
Yes, I did. Okay. I liked Barbies.
Those are different than dolls.
Yeah. Mine were all scientists and flew in the Barbie jet that I made out of the Barbie car and some toilet paper rolls.
Do you have a picture of that? Because that would be awesome.
No.
Can we recreate that?
I think we should.
I want you and Hank on your next date night to recreate that, because that would be awesome.
My mom would come into my room, and we didn't have tons of money or anything like that, so it's not like I had Barbie everything. Okay, right. I had like one Barbie penthouse or something, and a pink car, and like probably six Barbies and some clothes, and my grandmother even sewed Barbie clothes for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was cute. But I made stuff out of like toilet paper rolls and tape. And stuff like
that is so awesome. I would I'd use like, I had a piano in my bedroom because I took piano lessons. So I'd use the bench as the house. And I was very crazy. I had a Jeep and a hair salon, and the hair salon was worthless. It would never, I had carpet in my room. It would never stand up, and I got very frustrated. I'm like, I want a real dollhouse. I don't want a hair salon.
It was Yeah. Oh, so I'm going to guess you were super into Barbies too.
Not as much. I became more girly as I got older.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. Because we didn't have a lot of money, so it was, you know, you play with what you got. I was happy when I got Barbies, but I played, you know, I remember, you know, I was outside a lot. I made mud pies with, like, dead worms on top, and I was kind of girly sometimes, but as I got older, I'm like, I got to change my ways. I am a girl. I'm never going to get a husband if I don't change my ways. Yeah.
You know, I didn't worry about that too much.
Stupid Hollywood movies. Cinderella. Damn it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
All right. My woman crush of the week is Julie Bowen. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay.
Show me it.
She is best known for playing Carol Vesey on Ed, Denise Bauer on Boston Legal, Sarah Shepard on Lost, and Claire Dumphy on Modern Family. You know who she is now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know her name. I read this article, and unlike most Hollywood moms, she refuses to have a nanny on the weekends because she wants her and her husband to try and help raise the kids. Like normal people, you send your kids to daycare during the week, and then on the weekend, you're mom and dad, right?
Yes.
And I was very proud of her. They have three kids. They have Oliver, who's 8, and twins, John and Gus, who are 6.
Wow. She's got her hands full.
Yep. And her husband, Scott Phillips, who's 43, she and him make sure and try and raise their kids, especially on the weekends when neither one of them are working. And I just found that to be a breath of fresh air in comparison to most of the rest of Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, and I realize that they're very busy, and I can understand, you know, they can afford
yes.
nanny on the weekends and everything, but yeah, kids need to know that their parents are there for them. I can understand why she's a crush. Yes, definitely. That's admirable.
Yes, I thought so too. All right, Hollywood happenings. Anything in Hollywood that you want to talk about?
I haven't seen that much lately, but I honestly have not spent much time in front of the TV.
That's good. But I had to Google, and I found some awesome stories. Did you guys watch True Detective when Matthew McConaughey was in it?
No, we haven't seen True Detective at all yet.
I've heard how
wonderful it is, and I think that that's on the list. We've got to get, is True Detective on HBO or?
Yes.
Okay. We've got to get HBO Go. We haven't even seen Game of Thrones yet this season. We are so behind. And I'm just like, oh, we got to do something.
You're too busy living life to sit in front of a TV. That's okay. I'm not judging.
Well, we can afford like an hour an evening to watch something. You know, we try to make the time to sit down together and watch something. We just got through Grateful Dead on Netflix and everything. But,
there's a lot out there.
Yeah. There's good television now. There's actually really, really good television now.
And it's at the touch of our hands where we can watch it whenever we want.
That's amazing.
It is. Just think back to when your childhood, when you had like the four channels. Uh-huh. And no remote control.
Uh-huh. And the pliers to change the
yes.
knob.
Yes, because the knob got lost when your little brother played with it.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. So they have made our lives so luxurious now. The upcoming True Detective is going to star Vince Vaughn.
All right.
Yeah. And so this is a serious role for him. And he says that the reason he took it is it wasn't that I was interested in TV. It was really about True Detective, the story. What's interesting about this kind of storytelling is that with 8 parts to tell it, and that's all, you've got a long time to investigate the story. So you haven't seen it. So it's different than anything I've ever seen. It's dark. It's very dark.
Well,
you have to watch it. You really have to.
I'm psyched to now, and I know that they have pulled in a lot of big name actors to fill like the lead role.
Yes,
in that, and I love crime dramas. What is it? It's just in our DNA. If we're a girl, we like crime dramas.
What is it? Like I fell into CSIs back in the day, and Law and Order. I was roped. Like anytime Horatio Caine came on, like Spike TV, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I started dating Steve, and he's like, really? Those are the cheesiest lines ever. And I'm like, come on.
No.
Smash in my world.
I'm kind of watching Dexter right now.
And I've heard that's pretty intense. I haven't watched that.
It's good. It's kind of crazy because You're watching a crime drama, but you're rooting for the serial killer.
Right.
I'm not giving anything away by that. Dexter is...
He is a serial killer that works for the good guys, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I do know that much.
And it's just, it's a hoot. It really is. It's kind of a deep show. It's intense. I feel bad because I know I missed some things on it because I'm watching it while I'm brushing my teeth at night or getting ready in the morning or something like that. So that's been my dragging the iPad into the bathroom with me to watch.
You can ask Steve. I'm doing the same thing. I'm watching YouTube video. I'm constantly carrying my iPad around. And he's like, what are you watching now? But it's silly. It's silly. Now, I don't picture you as being a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan.
Not in particular, but it's always interesting, like, to hear some of the goofy things that they have done or said, because they are entertaining.
Right. Well, do you know the name Brandi Glanville?
No.
She is the ex-wife to Eddie Cibrian, who's now married to Leanne Rimes.
Okay. Okay. All right. I know that crazy story.
Yeah. Well, as of today, she has been booted off the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she was always the drama maker, always stirring up crap. So I find that to be pretty interesting. I don't watch the show, but I did watch the Leanne Rimes, Eddie Cibrian reality show. I'm sure it's not coming back because nobody else was watching it. But being a country music fan, you're like, what's going on? And watching them, it's a whole different world.
Oh, I can totally understand. I you kind of get sucked in, and the next thing you know, you're talking about those people like you know them.
I was going to bring that up. Because, you are part of my life. You and Hank. Monday, I sit down in my car, and sometimes for some reason my iTunes hasn't loaded you, and I'm like, "Damn it!" But by the end of Monday, if you've recorded on Sunday, it's when I leave work, it's there, and I listen to you guys. Usually, it takes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before I get through the whole podcast because I only have a 20-minute commute, and it's kind of strange. It's these people that we don't really know. That are now part of our lives. And that's how it is with reality TV.
That is cool. Now with the reality TV though, I always try to like, when people start talking about it, I'm like, you do realize that's staged.
Right. Yes.
There's people that are encouraging Honey Boo Boo.
That got canceled.
Thank God.
That got canceled. And I'm okay. But like, it's stuff like that. Like I just compared Hillbilly Nerd Talk to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry.
No.
But it's like you watch these people. Like Steve and I have been watching Big Brother UK, and Big Brother US is about to start. Do you watch those? Any of those?
I saw some Big Brother back in the day, like when it first came out and everything, and I don't even remember names or anything. I thought that was a great concept. And I have a confession. I have a confession. If I'm ever feeling really dumb and bad about myself, I love to watch America's Next Top Model. Is that even that's still on?
Awesome. No, that is amazing. So that's a tip for our listeners.
But, I mean, oh my gosh, the drama that those gals stir up and everything and what they get excited and upset and dramatic about. I'm like, my life is fantastic and I am smart and I'm pretty and gosh darn people like me.
And you're normal. I recently tried to watch Celebrity Marriage Rehab or something like that.
Ooh,
I got two in, and it had Kendra from The Girls Next Door and her husband Hank, who supposedly slept with the transsexual or whatever. And that was a huge reason I was watching, but I couldn't get past two episodes. I'm like, I'm not recording any more of these. It's insane. Like, reality TV is crazy now. It's crazy.
I used to live close to my family before I moved in with Hank and everything. And I had a glass front door and I got caught. I was standing like surfing channels and just trying to find something on TV while I was cleaning. And I ran upon the girls next door. And I did not know what that was. And I was just standing there. And my brother was on the porch. He was getting ready to knock on the door. And he saw what I was watching. And he just stood there and watched me. He said my head just kept tilting. He was like, it was like a confused dog. Because I would just tilt my head back and forth. Yes. And he finally caught my reflection. And he was howling and laughing on the porch at this. And he's like, yeah, that's real. You're seeing something that's really happening. And I was like, this can't be.
It was quite crazy. It was one of those shows. It was just mindless for me. I would fall into.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
But when you step back and your brain like starts to kick in and you're like, three girlfriends to one 80-year-old man.
And they're doing arts and crafts and the dog's pooping in the floor.
Right. Yeah. American television hasn't really improved when it comes to stuff like that. It's kind of gone downhill. Like Kardashians and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts. Brain rape.
But that's the good thing about Big Brother is there's competitions and it's not celebrities. It's just people that are stuck in a cage together, also known as a house, for, you know, 13, 14 weeks. And it can be pretty crazy. I'm justifying my addiction.
Hey, we all need some form of mindless entertainment to... I don't know, to dial down after the day and everything. I think I have to. Even if it's a few minutes on Pinterest reading little joke pins or something like that, to me that calms me down and gets me, I don't know, ready for bed even. Like it turns my brain off a little bit. So
I use Facebook for that. Is that bad? Should I say that out loud? No, like
no, Stephen, I hadn't thought of that because I get on Facebook and I'm like, who is this? I feel bad because I don't know the people who are on my Facebook.
Oh, I understand. My friend count increased dramatically when I started dating Steve. I'm like, Steve, who's this? He's like, I don't know, a fan. I'm like, okay, except I got nothing to hide.
Yeah. I keep thinking I might get on there and I understand you can make groups with like people that you actually like have a group of girlfriends that you want to share pictures with and everything. And then just kind of exclude the other random people that you went to grade school with.
Yes. Yes. So Hank turned me on to the podcaster corner or whatever on Facebook. Because he said he stirred up some crap on there. And so I'm like, what is this? And I follow them. I have a girlfriend that created like a fitness group. I follow them. One of my co-hosts, Teresa, her and her friend started Sexy Shoe Sunday. That's a group that, you know, we just post pictures of shoes. I'm really bad at it. But there's some really awesome shoes out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely recommend groups. Unless you're trying to sell me something, don't invite me to that group. I'm sick of those.
Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. One more thing in Hollywood happenings that I wanted to talk about. It kind of encompasses Big Brother. Big Brother is getting its first transgender contestant. Are you shocked?
No, I think that's awesome.
It's like the hip thing to do now. You know, everyone's talking about it. So I was not surprised. I was not surprised.
I'm not surprised. And I think it's a good thing. I really do. I mean, for crying out loud, we're in Appalachia. And we've got people who are transgendered walking around. It's not that uncommon. And people keep wanting to bury their heads in the sand about it and act like it doesn't exist. And I think Hank has a great attitude about that. He's like, it's their body. They can do whatever they want to with it. And it doesn't affect you.
Right. So. Yeah, I was very – because this is on CBS and I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
It is. It is. I'm proud of them for, you know, just – I don't know, just – bowing down to the pressure of the moral majority, minority, whatever.
Right. Well, you should check out Big Brother. It starts June 24th on CBS. Mark your calendar.
I'm writing that down because I, you know, because
if you start from the beginning of the season and you give it a couple episodes, you get sucked in because you're like, you want to see what happens. You get your favorites. It's like anything.
Yeah, it's kind of a game show, and don't they vote each other out?
Yes, there's a head of household that nominates people each week, and then the house votes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Survivor, except it's in the enclosed space.
Yes. Yes. Do you watch Survivor?
I've seen a couple of episodes of it. It was kind of ridiculous.
I don't like animals or critters, like snakes or stuff like that, so I couldn't deal with the jungle and... Yeah. Yeah. Gross. I had a bad dream last night about a snake, and that's like the worst night's sleep ever for me. I hate snakes.
Ooh. How come? I'm curious. Like, what is it about them that disturbs you so much?
Well, growing up, my parents didn't teach me the difference between poisonous and non-poisonous snakes. We were just told all snakes are bad.
Uh-huh.
And so I remember being, you know, a little girl, and anytime I'd see a snake, I would just run because I didn't know if it was dangerous or not. And then, do you remember Jake the Snake from WWF?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There was one night, my bedroom sat off of the living room, and I could watch TV, whatever my parents were watching, when I didn't want to go to bed. And one night, they were watching WWF wrestling. And Jake the Snake, instead of bringing his boa constrictor or whatever, one night brought a cobra. And that cobra latched on to the other wrestler's arm, and I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm having bad dreams about snakes. And I think they caught on to what I was doing.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I picture them flying through the air and like attacking me. And I know they don't move that fast, but they do move pretty dang fast.
Well, they do have, all right, I'm obsessed with snakes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm the weird girl that likes snakes.
Do you have a pet snake?
I have had one. I don't have one now, okay? But I have had a couple of pet snakes in the past and everything. And the reason your parents didn't teach you the difference is your parents didn't know the difference.
Right. I know that now.
Like, my dad, like, he'd be like, I killed a copperhead. We have copperheads around here. And I would go down and I'd be like, no, Dad, that's a rat snake. Yeah.
You would correct it. That's awesome.
Yes.
Coming from Missouri, we had copperheads too.
Well, he kept killing like every rat snake around, and they kill mice, and they're good pest control and everything. And then finally he knocks on the door one time. This has been a few years ago. And he knocks on my door and he's like, I killed another one of your rat snakes. And I go down and look and I'm like, no, Dad, that is the biggest copperhead I have ever seen.
Good God. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. Yeah. Your parents didn't know, and my parents don't know. And I don't know. It's funny.
How did you learn?
Between people's kids, but I know what a snake is when I see it. I know that's a copperhead, and that's a rattlesnake, and that's a rat snake, and that's a water snake.
So it's all about education.
Well, I was obsessed with, and my parents thought I was so weird because I wore out the S encyclopedia because it had snakes in it. And I just, like, I've read about them over and over again. So I was weird. I was really weird.
No, that's awesome. You don't live in fear of snakes like I do. One time when I was living in Missouri, I came home from work and me and my cat lived in the basement of my grandma's house. It was after I graduated college. And I came down and she had killed a snake. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're my favorite cat in the whole world. You saved my life. It was a baby snake, but it was like, you rock. My grandma comes down the next day and she's like, that's a garter snake. And I'm like, oh. Damn it. But the fact that there was a snake in the place where I lived freaked me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. I've got a snake story, and this is so ridiculous and so funny, though. I got to tell this. When for a while I had a ridiculous big python. I mean, it was huge. It was called a jungle carpet python. They're yellow and black. They're beautiful, beautiful snakes. But this thing got way bigger than I had anticipated, and it was way stronger than I was. So it was kind of tough handling it and everything. And eventually I found it a great home, somebody who was crazy about snakes and really, you know, was excited to have that animal. But I used to have to lock my cat, Chairman Meow, in a cage while I was feeding the snake because I had to keep the snake and the cat from getting to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have to get the snake out. And one morning I was doing this and, like, there's a knock on the door and it was the Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, so here I am in my Skull and Crossbones pajamas with a snake standing up in a Rubbermaid tub in my living room, and they're beating on my door. I'm like, come on in.
Oh, my goodness. Did you, Britney, you should have Britney Spears'd it. Like, walk toward the door. Hey, guys.
Well, I was already excited about getting fed, and I really didn't want to risk that or anything. So I was like, okay, because there's a mouse thawing out in the...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
How big did it get? How long?
She was about 8 feet long, and she was standing up about 3 feet in the living room because she was like, woohoo, here comes food. And I let the Jehovah's Witnesses in, and then they were tearing down my door to get back out.
Oh, my gosh. There's no hell. There's no hell. Just, okay, here's our stuff. Call us.
Well, they yeah, exactly. They left literature on the porch. I'm sure that they thought it was.
Now, when you say she was standing up, what does that mean?
They look around. They kind of like raise the front end of their body up a little bit and get like very curious about, hey, here comes food. So,
oh my gosh, have you seen that video floating around Facebook about that Australian python that ate an alligator?
Yeah, like, and then the alligator, like, the claw tore it open and like busted the snake. Yeah, ooh. That was just bad for both of them.
Right. But still, a snake that could eat an alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They stretch.
I'm sorry. I'm trying.
They're so cool. They can unhinge their jaws and eat huge things.
Are you planning on getting another snake ever? How does Hank feel about snakes?
While he's not afraid of them, he does not think they're great pets, which I can kind of agree. It's kind of like having fish that are not in water because they don't recognize you. They don't like you. They, you know, you're either food or you're not food. You're bringing them food or you're not food. I would be tempted to get like a very small snake. Like non-venomous, of course, and everything.
Right.
Something like a really fancy terrarium and everything in the future. I would like to do that. But I also want goldfish again, too. So
those are two different worlds, Petra.
I know.
You want goldfish and snakes.
Goldfish and a snake.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm going to stick with my dogs and cats.
Well,
kind of vanilla.
I love my furry little cat, too, so.
I know. Steve and I saved a bunny rabbit the other morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we have those window wells in our basement, and I came down to feed the cats, because the cats live in the basement, and there's something scratching at the window. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And it was a bunny. A baby bunny had fallen in the window well, and I had to get Steve up, because I couldn't. Cool. I was scared I was going to kill it or the cats were going to kill it. And,
yeah.
But we saved it and it was so cute. And I remember my girlfriends having bunnies when I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
I think I could do baby bunnies. I think I could.
They're huge. They can be litter box trained too.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But I don't think the dog Butterfly would be okay with it.
They move like prey. Yeah. So if you've got a puppy around, they're gonna want to chase the bunny. Yeah. And maybe the cats do.
Right. So you had found a story that you wanted to talk about. So let's talk about it.
I guess. Have you heard that in the year 2020? They're finally going to put a woman's face on one of our bills. one of our money bills. Like, there's going to be a $10 bill with a woman's face on it.
That is awesome.
It is, but it took till 2020.
Why does it take 5 years?
Well, I think they have to design it. They have to pick who they're going to put on there, and they're going to design it and everything. But I'm like, really? It 200 years, and we get a couple of coins. That's all we've had is a couple of coins.
Right. Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, and Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
Yeah, she was on the Gold Dogs.
So yeah, nice. Who's it going to be?
They don't know yet. They're talking. I guess they're going to vote. They set up a website, and people can make suggestions and possibly vote on who's going to go on the $10 bill. But yay, we finally get representation on our currency.
But wait, if the general public gets to vote, the Kardashians are like our royalty. I'm worried.
No, I think there are certain like rules or laws about this. They have to be dead.
Sorry, Kim. Wow. That's crazy. So it can't be Hillary.
Can't be Hillary.
It can't be Condoleezza. Who are some prominent women? Who would you nominate? I know, right?
I know. Like, it's kind of tough. But, there's
Jackie O.
She's still alive, isn't she?
No, I think she died.
She's passed away? Yes. Okay. But that's the thing. It's presidents' wives.
Oh.
Like, we are so underrepresented.
It's true.
I wouldn't even mind if it was like the first female congresswoman or something.
Right.
Like, could we go back to that?
Or the first female CEO.
Yeah.
Of a huge corporation.
Yes. Yes.
That's a hefty decision. I understand why it takes 5 years.
It could. It really could. And then, of course, they've got to design it and like build the molds and everything to make the bills and all. But that's, yay, that's huge.
That's huge.
Issues for women. So
that is huge. Yeah. I'm sitting here like, I don't know how death looks like. Can you look back on what's happening in life? Imagine being dead, and if you could look back, being the person they choose and be like, really, you chose that picture?
Well, it looks like there was an online campaign and a poll for who they wanted on this, and they suggested Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, there are choices. It's just... it's frustrating, like, when you start thinking, because there's not been a female president, there's not been a female vice president. You know, there's so many roles that we haven't filled yet, and it's kind of frustrating.
It is. But we're getting there. I feel like we're getting so much closer.
Yes.
And yes. I had said for a long time that I was worried about a woman being president. Have you had a woman boss?
Yes.
Was it a good boss?
I've had a good woman boss and I've had a bad woman boss.
And most people will tell you that. So what if that bad woman boss was president?
What if, have you had a bad male boss?
Yes.
I have too.
But when it comes to bad female bosses, in my experience, it's been because they're emotional. They hold on to things and you're like, let it go, let it go. You know, let's move on.
I think it would depend on the woman the same as it would depend on the man. Okay. And I get tired. I really do of they're overly emotional.
Not all women are.
It's emotional as women are.
Yes.
So to me, that's just holding us back.
Right.
It's become like the the excuse for why women can't be CEOs, why women can't be president, why women can't be a Supreme Court justice. But, you know, we've finally broken through that glass ceiling and we've got women on the Supreme Court now. Like, thank God. But yes, until we give women a chance, you know, we can't prove that wrong.
Right. Right. You're right. You're so right. I kind of feel bad sharing the fact that.
Well, no, no. And if a woman is too cold, too unemotional, she gets knocked for that too.
Right. I think, you know, Hillary's had that issue.
She's not warm enough to be likable.
Right. I think Hillary's had that issue because she, you know, she went through the whole Bill thing and she's like, whatever. And they're still together, you know?
Well, all right. That's what I was like. I'm voting for her. Like, that was when I made up my mind. If I ever got a chance to vote for her for president, she's made a steal. And she's not going to lose her mind over an insult or something petty because
she's had to go through hell and back. I think a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah. And anything she does is so harshly criticized. I mean, she's just got steel as a backbone. And I really like she's like my everyday woman crush. So, yes, I'm pro Hillary.
I had my doubts. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't quite sure how you felt. No.
No, actually, Hank and I have been, it's kind of like, I want a bumper sticker. And he's like, we can't be political around here. And I'm like, I know. But I want a bumper sticker.
How many people are in your town? I think I asked this last time, but I forgot.
Probably about, golly, I don't know, maybe 8,000 or so. It's not big.
And Hank's not mayor yet?
He's working on it.
Yeah. You guys can never stop doing the podcast because, yeah.
No, we're not. We're not.
Please.
We enjoy this so much. This is therapy for us.
It is.
Because we can say things on our podcast that, you know, we really can't talk about in public or even to close friends around here because we all, you have to fall in line. You have to be one of the drones. You have to get along. And with the business and everything, you know, we really can't alienate people by going, well, that's just a stupid thing to say. Even though you want to sometimes.
Right. And I know you guys, you know, keep things, you know, pretty personal, but yes or no, is Hank a doctor?
No.
Okay. You don't have to give me, I'm just like, I'll sit and listen. I'll be like, Steve, I think Hank does this. I don't know. You guys keep us guessing.
Middle-aged history.
Keep it mysterious. It's awesome. Broom.
Broom, yes.
Was that a motorcycle?
Actually, I think it was a big truck. There's a red light right outside of our window, and then they stop there, and then they take off when it turns green. So it gets a little loud sometimes.
That's
and awesome. We've learned to ignore it.
Right, you do. Like, I've heard people that live next to trains, they don't even acknowledge the fact that a train will go through their backyard at 2 a.m.
Yeah, you don't hear it anymore.
Yeah. Well, Petra, tell everyone where they can find you. From,
all right,
yes.
We're at our website's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, and from there you can follow us on Twitter, Pinterest, or Facebook.
Excellent, and I'm obsessed, and I was so happy that you decided to come back on the podcast. And
oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. I felt bad because I feel like I stood you up this weekend because we totally forgot, and we're in the middle of moving.
No, I totally understand. And I thought it was me. Like, I was so mad at myself. I'm like, I don't understand Skype. I can't connect on Skype. Oh my gosh. They probably think I'm standing them up.
No, it was one of those things where afterwards we're sitting on the couch, sweaty, smelly and everything. And kind of go, oh my God, was that today?
Well, I will definitely have you on again. if you're up for it, because you are just awesome, and I love chatting with you.
Thank you. And like we need to arrange a time for you to join us one time if you would like to. That would be great.
Yes.
Would you do that?
Yes. I feel like last time was like super serious and hard hitting news, and I'm like, if I can do that, I can do anything. Because here on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine and on Wrinkled Cheeks, we keep it pretty lighthearted.
You know, we try to like balance it a little bit. Like sometimes we're like, damn, that was really harsh.
I like it. I like it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everyone, find Petra at hillbillynerdtalk.com. I highly recommend it. If you haven't gotten that gist, I've talked about you guys a lot. And we'll have Petra back again very soon.
Thanks, Janet. I really appreciate you having me on. And thank you for being patient with me tonight. I feel like I'm half brain dead.
Well, good luck with the moving, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll do this again soon.
All right. Thank you, and good night.
All right. Good night. Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.